All right, we're in for a bit of a treat right now. One of my absolute favourite all-time Australian recording artists has joined us right now. He is Tom Busby from Busby Maru. Good morning, legend.
Thanks, mate. That's the best intro I've had all morning. Appreciate that.
Oh, we're not here to muck about, mate. We're not here to muck about. We know what quality is when it's on, and fellow Queenslander like yourself, mate. Welcome to the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, how good is it? What's the weather like there?
Actually, it's pissing down as we speak.
I thought it was a lot of questions. Yeah.
Do you know what? It's always so sunny here, and all of a sudden this morning it decides it wants to rain. But that's okay. Sometimes it's nice to be able to do that, but prefer it when you can be all nice and cozy up in bed. But anyway, what's the best weather to make music in, Tom?
Ooh, good question.
That's not a bad question. I mean, it depends whether you're starting out or you're creating or you're in the studio. I mean, this is perfect studio weather because you don't want, I mean, particularly if you're in a band with a bloke by the name of Jeremy Maru who doesn't like anything to do with anything other than fishing. So if the weather is good and the wind is still and we're in the studio, then he's got one foot out the door the whole time. But if it's raining and it's a bit gloomy, I'm excited because we get Jeremy's like, oh, well, I'm pot committed in here. So in terms of studio process, yeah, I like it like this. But when it comes to creating, I mean, it's great sitting out under the stars and a fire and, you know, perfect kind of spring night. And,
how cool is that?
That's funny because that's how I love listening to your music, exactly the same way. Yeah, that's the best.
That's awesome.
Now, the new single, Days Like This, all right. Now, we're talking about a reimagining, if you like, of the Van Morrison classic, obviously a big influence of you guys. Is there anything else on the album we can expect that's also a bit Van Morrison or Doors-esque?
I mean, this is the only cover song that I suppose will be coming. I mean, and we didn't anticipate we'd release it. We just had such a good time doing this for Queensland Tourism, and it just came out so naturally. It was, I mean, probably quintessential Busby Maru, very Queensland sounding, you know, a lot of sunshine in it, which is what we love.
And relaxed. There's a relaxed feeling with your music. It's chilled out.
Just a good vibe, you know, with everything going on in the world, just to make people feel happy, even if it's only for a couple of minutes. And we were just really, really stoked with how the song came out. So we just decided let's release it as a single and get people to hear it. But the song's coming up. I mean, we've just got so many demos, and we're continuing to write and actually going into it. We're actually thinking about heading to the sunny coast, getting an Airbnb up in the hinterland, and we're doing our first recording sessions up there in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So, welcome. Yeah, I hope you guys do.
By the end of the year.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I think they're all locking it away this week, and we're really excited. You know, instead of doing the old traditional going to a studio and make it formal and work-wise, we thought we'd do very, I suppose, what becomes more natural to Busby Maru is just get comfy in some awesome house up in the hinterland and set up the studio with all our band and mates and hopefully something special comes out of that.
Well, that's cool. And I mean, I guess after you've done five albums as well, it's kind of like, well, we want to mix it up. We want to kind of give it a little bit of a different sprinkle. And this is the cool thing. You guys have done so many different tours around Australia and things like that as well. Do you have an absolute highlight that stands out?
Oh, there's so many. I mean, the first one that comes to mind is a couple of years ago, we played at the Big Red Bash, which is in Birdsville. And for those who don't know, it's considered the most remote festival in the world. It's, you know, on the base of the Big Simpson Desert on the Big Red. And when you first play, we played three times. When you first play, you go out there and you cannot believe that there's 10,000 people in the middle of nowhere. They're in a desert. And they are just all going nuts. It's ballistic. And we played our first festival there. That was incredible. But then the next year, Midnight Oil played, and we were in the Birdsville pub the night before our gig having a beer, and Peter Garrett walked up to Jeremy and I and sat down and had a beer with us and had a big chat and said, would you guys do the honour of getting up and singing a song with Midnight Oil tomorrow? It was just the weirdest thing. It was all so surreal. I was growing up being massive Oil fans, and you get to know a lot of people, you know, in the industry, but the ones that you love that much, you kind of just take a step back because you're a little bit nervous, I suppose, or intimidated. So, you know, we just looked, we had them up on a pedestal, and the next night we played our gig, and then, all of a sudden, here we are screaming into Peter Garrett's face, singing a song with the whole band in front of 10,000 people. The most beautiful scenery.
That is cool.
I've got a photo of that, and that's going up. Straight to the pool room.
Absolutely.
Straight to the pool. Mate, and this is the thing, hey, we forget too that these guys and the touring artists, it's been a strange 24 months. There's no two ways about it. How have you and Jeremy coped with what has been probably, and correct me if I'm wrong, probably the strangest period of time in your professional music careers?
Mate, to be fair, we've been more fortunate than others, but with Jeremy, I've been touring pretty consistently for 15 years, like from young kids to adults.
Yeah.
You know, we've got families and all that now. We've been touring through our whole growth of, you know, families and kids and all that. And being away so much, it's something that it's our schedule and what we're used to. But when, you know, everything stopped last 2020, we were in the middle of our big tour. We got to Mackay and Sunny Coast, but then it kind of just stopped pretty quickly. Yeah. And so we actually accepted it. We took it on the chin and thought, you know what, this is it. This is a sign. Let's hang out with our families. And we did things like did some renovations and hung out. You know, like as Jeremy said, he got to reintroduce himself to his teenagers.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was an awesome time. But I've got to say, and then some gigs kind of picked up. But this year is a bit scary. We're glass half full, guys. But, you know, everything's been cancelled at the moment. I mean, we just had a 3-month tour with Casey Chambers cancelled. That was a co-headline event, and we've got a bunch of festivals that, you know, you're just living in doubt. Like, what is happening?
We
think it's going to get better, and you know, you make the most of what you got to do. So for us, it's recording, so we're going to make the most of that. So it's not all doom and gloom, but it is a little bit up in the air. You know, everyone's too scared to book gigs. But yeah. I feel like there's a change around the corner, and hopefully when that change comes, it's just going to go nuts. Not only for musos, but just for punters.
Fingers crossed,
everyone
brother.
Wanting to get out there.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Busby, thank you so much for joining us, Tom. We really, really do appreciate it. And do you ever find that, though? Like, people just go Busby,
hey, Busby.
Like, isn't your last name? Or, like, is that your nickname? I just kind of did it.
My nickname is quite different to all the other Queenslanders. All my mates have got an O on the end of it, like Bardo and Robbo and Gibbo, and I'm just straight up Buzz.
Buzz.
There you go.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's nice. Buzzbo doesn't really have the same flavour, does it? Well, Tom, thanks so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Days like this, get amongst it. How good.
Thank you. See you guys. We'll see you at the Sunny Coast soon.